This next story suggests that there can be rewards for failure, or at least you can be given another chance. A recent report from Education Week puts the nation's high school graduation rate at nearly 75%, the highest rate in 40 years. Good news, still roughly one in four students starting ninth grade today won't graduate. Enter Southwire, a wire and cable manufacturer. The company's hiring students most likely to be that one in four. Main requirement, you have to be failing. Youth Radio's Barbara Daugherty reports.
This factory floor in Carrollton, Georgia, is filled with teenagers. They're standing at machines wearing goggles, earplugs, and some of them even wear steel-toed boots. They wear t-shirts with local high school logos. They man huge conveyor-like machines that wrap metal wire around oversized wooden spools.
We have several different wire stations. You see 1 through 5 right here, they're all rewinding stations.
Derek Foster is one of about 170 teens who work for Southwire at this factory. He's a safety inspector. He's 18 now and started when he was a junior in high school.
When I first started, you'd either be pulling wire, making reels, or get on spool line, which is an assembly line to make spools.
To get this job, Foster met some pretty unusual qualifications. Southwire Vice President Mike Wiggins lists them off.
You got to be 16 and in school. You got to be flunking. Number 3, you got to be socioeconomically disadvantaged. Number 4 is an unusual thing. It's attendance, but it's not good attendance. It's bad attendance.
Basically, students have to be at risk of dropping out of high school to land a job here. It's all part of a program called 12 for Life. Southwire created it in 2007, together with the local county school system, to try and reduce the dropout rate and improve the lives of teens like Derek Foster.
I'm pretty sure that I wouldn't have finished high school. I'm pretty sure I'd probably be at home right now sleeping.
Instead, while working here, he continued studying. In fact, there are classrooms right in the middle of this 92,000 square foot facility.
This right here is our chemistry lab.
That's Medina Parrish. She's a shy 19-year-old who I met as she was trying to finish up her high school degree. She was making $8 an hour here. That's 75 cents more than Georgia's minimum wage. And that income helped her family.
I was able to get what we actually needed. It kind of gave me an ease to look forward to the future.
When students achieve perfect attendance in school, they get small pay raises or performance incentives. So what's in it for the company? Here's Southwire's Mike Wiggins.
We put 12 for Life in place to assure that we had a workforce.
But Tom Smith, professor of education at Vanderbilt University, says programs like this need to get the balance right between vocational training and academic knowledge.
I think you might have some concerns that those skills might not be portable to other companies.
Still, he adds, Southwire is trying to solve a problem that stymies many schools that tend to deal with struggling students by simply holding them back or making them repeat classes.
And oftentimes the same techniques that didn't work for a particular student the first time don't necessarily work the second time.
But this program worked for Derek Foster. He has a good part-time job, not bad in a county that has an unemployment rate of more than 10%. And he attends college now that he has a high school diploma.
Being able to accomplish something that I didn't know that I could do tells me that I can do anything that I set my mind to.
County school officials say the high school graduation rate has gone up by 10% from 6 years ago. And they say the 12 for Life program is the reason. For NPR News, I'm Barbara Daugherty.
And Barbara's piece was produced by Youth Radio. You heard it on NPR News.